systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, December 31st, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you, all of you, you, everybody, thank you so much for checking out episode number 135. 135 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 or 9 or 10 p.m.
Or 12.
Or 12. Montana time. How the fuck are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year, motherfuckers. It is 1 minute until it is 2009. I want to thank everybody so much for being with us in the live, thejaml.com/live video, sharing with us this traverse into the new year. Going to be a lot of good things happening in the new year.
Or
I
bad
feel
things.
It. Or...
Well, Obama's in office. There's going to be a lot of change.
A lot of change. I'm not talking like, here's 30 cents in your cup, you poor homeless bastard change. I'm talking like, I just changed my socks and shit kind of change. A lot of it. A lot of good things going to be happening with the Jam Hole for the new year. Emo Poetry album going to be coming out sometime in 09. Dropping it hot in 09. We got some singers lined up. Well, singer, shout out.
And another rapper.
To Scuba Steve. And yeah, if F-Mos is down still, maybe he was drunk when he said, yeah, I'd
probably
love to get
or
on.
High.
Or high. I don't know. I don't think he does that. But yeah, we got some cool fucking shit happening. It is midnight now. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm glad that fucking mess is over. Since it is a new month, feel free. TheJamHole.com/vote. Go drop us a vote at Podcast Alley. It is a new month. Real quick, before we get into some other things, I would really like to thank this chick that donated us $20 from Chi-Town. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And she didn't specify a t-shirt size or that she even wanted one. It was
just
like,
here's
a 20. Enjoy.
It's like, why didn't you just send us 18 and then get a t-shirt back?
No. Really?
What's wrong with that?
I'm going to give you a quick lesson in economics.
Mm-hmm.
The more money, the better. So, like,
right. Okay,
20?
So can we just send her a shirt now?
Now, let me test you and see what you learn.
Uh-huh.
Is $20 more money or less money than $18?
More. That's
okay, now wait.
That's not the point.
More, now, is more money better or worse according to the economics lesson I just taught you?
Better.
Okay, now, with that knowledge that you just learned,
mm-hmm.
why would you tell her you should have just given us $18?
Because it doesn't matter. She already gave us money.
But she can be like, oh, in that case,
take that back.
Fucking stop payment. And you know what? I would take that other $2 out of your fucking asshole.
Would you?
I fucking, you're goddamn right, I fucking would. So if you did want a shirt, just email info@thejamhole.com, specify what size you would like. We have medium, large, and extra large. That goes the same for anybody else. If you would like a limited edition Jam Hole t-shirt, support the show.
Oh, it was Viola Chick.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, she wants a medium t-shirt.
Oh, you did want a shirt? Okay, well, thank you very much, Viola Chick. I appreciate it. I can't wait to see the Jam Hole shirt covering up your lovely titties. Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, if anybody else would like shirts, thejamhole.com/donate. What was that popping sound?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, I forgot people, blow shit up around here around this time of fucking year.
We have 2 4th of Julys pretty much now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just one more excuse to use fireworks.
Because we need an excuse. You don't get to talk because you have a microphone. Remember when I was like, hey, you want a microphone? And you said no? Okay. I'm kidding. It's New Year time, bitches! Look at all these people.
I know, there's a lot of people.
I was totally not thinking that, like, I was thinking there was just going to be a few people joining us for the
live
show.
Right, because everyone should be out getting drunk or something.
Getting drunk and trying to have sex with a chick, you know.
But these are the people getting drunk and sitting on the computer.
Trying to have sex with chicks. That's cool. No, that is really cool. I'm glad you guys have all joined us tonight. I mean, I'd like to say we have all these great things planned, but then I'd be a liar.
Because we don't have anything
planned. Nothing at all. But,
not
and
a
that's,
single thing.
That's fine, because we had a great idea. It just happened to be that that idea came into existence like a day before we would have had to actually do it.
Right.
So that didn't get done. But the idea, I mean, if you guys can, like, picture what this would be like in your minds, the idea was we were going to go through all of the Jam Hole episodes.
All 134 of them.
Me and you, right. We were going to split them up. You were going to start,
I'll start
the beginning,
because
I don't want to listen to that shit again. And I'll start at the newer ones. And we were going to get all of the news stories, and we were going to put them into categories. And then
just start from, like, episode 10?
No, we're going to do it. But we're going to do it for our one-year anniversary. I think that would be a better time.
Okay.
So that gives us till February to get this done.
Right.
And I've been taking better show notes lately, so it'll be easier for me doing the newest ones back.
Yeah. Not and then for me, I get to just listen to them. That's awesome.
You get fucked anyways, but that's what you get for everything.
Right.
So yeah, we were going to put all of the news stories into categories and shit, like, you know, best death with a knife or shot yourself, like, just, I don't know, we were going to see what stories there were and then put them into categories and put them on the jamhole.com/forums and then let you guys vote on them, and we were going to go through them all and kind of, not all of them, but like the best ones, and we were going to kind of talk about it and shit, and I don't know, I thought that'd be a really fun to do. So keep an eye out for that around our 1 year anniversary, which is February 11th, I believe.
Hmm,
I
don't. That's creeping.
Isn't
up.
It crazy?
That
like
is.
All of a sudden, it's
one
all
more
like,
month.
Pow! You're there.
It's a year.
Like 100 and what? Holy shit, man! We are fucking famous.
That was a really fast year.
Yeah, it seems like it. Like,
went by so fast.
Ever since we started doing this show, time has just been flying by. And I know a lot of it's because I'm getting older and shit, and time starts
well,
to go by.
We're busy doing the show and stuff.
Right, three days a week, we're fucking doing this shit, trying to make you guys laugh and, you know, maybe get paid while in the process. And it's working out. I really have to say, when we first started, like we said before, we weren't sure if this was even going to stick. If I was going to get done with like two episodes and be like, this is fucking stupid. Why would anybody do this? But this is awesome, and I can totally see why people do this. I'm sitting on my pen.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point now to where, like, I can't imagine not ever doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
it'd
be so weird not doing this anymore.
I try and think back to what my life was like before this show, and it's like, I mean, for one, I can't really remember, but for two, it's like, man, I don't even want to think about what that was like, let alone, you know, have to dwell on it and relive it over and over again in my mind. Fuck that shit.
Seriously.
So, if you guys are listening live, we have a Jam Hole phone number, 406-204-GOT-P, 4687, I believe is what it is. It's on the jamhole.com/forums or the contact us page on the jamhole.com. So, yeah, we are taking live calls. Feel free. And if you do call on a Tuesday or a Thursday or whenever we're not doing the show, leave us a message and we'll play it on the show. I got a voicemail to get to. Oh, hi, you're on the Jam Hole.
I'm Matt and Brayden.
What's
hi.
Up, Frankie?
Happy New Year's.
Frankie Cino, Happy New Year's, nigga. What's up?
Not much. What about you guys?
You know, just doing a show.
Yeah.
Chilling. Just trying to entertain y'all.
Really? I didn't know there was a show going on.
Yes, the jamhole.com/live video. There's a show going on right this very instant.
He's lying. He's in the chat.
Oh, Frankie, you got me good, you fucker. So what'd you do for New Year's?
Oh, wait, no.
What? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
Why?
He's doing this.
Oh, well, fucking A. Problem solved.
Thank you much.
Well, that's good, man. Thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Holla at you, boy. All right, see? That's how easy it is. You can either Skype the Jam Hole, all lowercase, all one word, or you can call 406-204-GOT-P. Or,
Hot pee.
Hot pee.
There's only two.
Or
words
what's the
you
other?
Get.
What's the other letter on four?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So okay, you know what I'm sick of?
What?
Right. It happens every fucking holiday. Motherfuckers with their fucking cell phones. You don't talk to these people ever. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in my phone because I saw you at a bar or something.
You got their number to call them once.
Right. And then I called. It ended up you had kids and a husband or a boyfriend or something. And that was the end of it. But every fucking holiday, I get these goddamn text messages. Happy insert generic bullshit fucking holiday here. And it's like, you don't even know who I am. You don't know me. You don't know what I'm about.
You're just programmed to do that when it's this day.
Right, because back in the day, people would have to, like, pick up the phone mm-hmm. and actually be like, Merry Christmas. How are you? Good. How are you? Good. What have you been up to? Oh, nothing. Work and being miserable because I'm married and I have kids. What have you been up to? Oh, nothing. Just work and being miserable because I'm No shit! Thank you for sharing that with me. I appreciate it. From me to you. Thank you. And so now, ever since the advent of the cell phone and text messaging and shit, which is great. I love text messaging. I'm very all about that shit.
Did you know that you can text message a landline?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know you can text message Google?
Yes.
And my bank?
Yes.
And Twitter?
Yes.
And me. What? So, really?
Yeah, and then, like, the person who gets it when they pick it up, it says the. It just. It's a.
In a voice?
Yeah.
So you could text message a landline, fuck you, suck my balls, you limp dick motherfucker.
Yes.
Hit the star button, or yep. pound, whatever, right. and you'll get a phone call that says, hey, lick my nuts, suck whatever I said.
Right.
In a voice?
Yes.
God bless technology.
I know, that's awesome.
That is, wow.
Yeah.
So, speaking of text messages, I didn't send it out today because it's just me and you subscribe, but if you guys would like to get SMS notifications whenever the show goes live, thejaml.com, we have a little SMS widget. I love that word. Widget in the sidebar. You just put in your phone number and your carrier. And you have to verify it with the code, and then you will get a text message whenever the show goes live. So, instead of following us on thejaml.com/Twitter, touchscreen, you can actually have the cell phone let you know.
So you don't even have to keep checking the
yeah,
site.
You don't have to do shit yeah. once you do that initially. It's mm-hmm. it's brilliant,
really. Gotta have your cell phone.
Fucking A. And most people, the one thing that we all have in common that we always carry around with us is our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, condoms and shit.
Well,
but,
yeah.
you know,
or
for
drugs.
The most part, everyone that has a phone always has it on them. So we did get an email real quick from Jeremy from Alaska. If you guys were a part of, what was it, Monday Night's show, you will notice that Jeremy was a little bit drunk.
A little bit.
He kept, like, calling in, like, trying to figure shit out for us.
And
to,
he was, like, talking to me, like, just constantly in the feedback. Like, he
right?
left, like, 30 feedbacks within a few minutes.
Yeah, so he sent an email. Wow, guys, it was one hell of a night last night, and sorry, comma.
It's okay, it was fun.
I think I got pretty annoying and belligerent last night about the t-shirt, but I did PayPal you the money. And wow, one hell of a night. Did you type this while you were drunk? I just got done puking out my guts. It is now 7 a.m. and I feel a hell of a lot better. Wait, oh, that's an exclamation point. Hold on. Can't fucking read. I'm getting old. I feel a hell of a lot better. Exclamation point. But that is no excuse for myself clogging the chat with my drunken nonsense. I agree. I woke later in the night with a cut on my knuckle and my buddy waving an eighth in front of my face and quarter of a bottle left. Like an eighth of salvia,
yeah.
we'll say?
Yeah, okay. exactly.
Like, hey, wake, bro! 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 You know? Like, dude, I'd bloody my knuckles too. Get off me. Leave the salvia, take the bottle, and get the fuck out of here. I have to admit that it was one hell of a way to wake up, but I will have to listen to the show and find out how bad I embarrassed myself. So email me back for the shipping info that you guys will need. Parenthesis, I don't see how I was able to PayPal you guys with my state of mind. That's like that whole Google plugin you can get for Gmail. That it's supposed to help you not drunk
yeah.
email. So
right.
before you send an email, you actually have to solve multiplication problems. And then it's like, are you sure you want to send what you just typed out to the person you're trying to send it to? Because I'm Google, and I know everything. And I like read through it just real quick, because I'm Google.
Yeah, just kind of scanned.
And I don't think it's such a good idea. I'm just saying.
You sound kind of drunk.
What's 8 times 4? Oh, delete. That's so great. You PayPal should have something
yes,
like that.
Yes, PayPal
like,
should also.
You want to spend $300 on what? Dildos from the jamhole.com/support? Adam and Eve link? Wow, that's weird. And a Jamhole t-shirt? What is this Jamhole shit I keep hearing about? The fuck is the internet? It may take a few days to go through, but it will. Anyways, my hands are shaking and my stomach empty, and I need to smoke. So talk to you guys next show? Question mark. And I promise that I will be somewhat sober! Exclamation point. Later, guys. Keep up the good work. Alaskan Jeremy. Thank you. I enjoy getting emails from people.
I like voicemails even more.
Oh, speaking of voicemails, we got a couple here. We'll play the first one. It's from 26.
Hey, Matt. All right, no, seriously, this is 26. And I got to let people know, like, anyone that goes to the gym, you know how these fat fucks have New Year's resolutions?
They're yes.
Like, oh, for 2009, I'm going to lose that extra 100 pounds. But then these stupid shitheads sign up at the fucking gym. Now, see, I go to the gym. I've gone to the gym for 4 goddamn fucking years. It hasn't done a thing. Actually, it has, so that's another story. So anyway, I'm fucking going to the gym every fucking year around, like, January 1st. The thing's clogged. These old people, they're so fat, they don't even change to work out. They're complete morons. And I'm just trying to work out. These people are like, ooh, they're going on the machines for 5 minutes, not even getting any exercise. Don't get me started. Oh, it's fucking retarded. And so then these people fucking go, they're like, oh, I bought a year membership, so I don't stop going, because if I don't go, I'm just wasting money. But then after like 2 months, these idiots just completely forget about it, and then they just go back to going to like Outback Steakhouse like every single fucking week. Oh, I don't know why I can't lose weight. It must be glandular. These people are just fucking morons. I'm actually trying to lose some fucking weight, going to the fucking gym. These fucking morons are their fucking New Year's resolutions that they're going to break too much because they're fucking morons. Don't even fucking go to the gym. Fuck you. You're a fucking shithead. All right.
That is the most angry 16-year-old person I've ever heard.
Was anybody
seriously
counting how many times the F-bomb was dropped?
More than we say it in a whole show.
Holy Christ. I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah.
I do appreciate his voicemails, though. 26, good kid. He's been with us for quite a long time.
Pretty long time now.
Yeah. Where did we snag him from DV? Is that where he found us, or?
I don't know.
I don't remember. But, yeah, I totally, like, everybody. It's like everyone wants to better their life, but nobody has the motivation to do it. So they rationalize excuses to do it. Like, okay, after the new year, because, you know, it's a new year,
right,
new beginning for me.
I can start over.
I'm going to start fresh, yep, with a clean slate for the new year.
It's and like, then they do it for one day.
Why didn't you just do that? Whenever. Like, why does it have to be? I mean, I understand the whole, like, we like patterns and all that kind of yeah shit, but it just seems like cop-out. It's like, oh, why did you have sex with your sister? And it's like, well, I was drunk. No.
Do you think that has anything to do with why the people who do say they're going to do their New Year's resolution never actually do that?
And the people that don't have New Year's resolutions
just do that
just
shit?
Just do whatever?
Yeah, just do what they wanted and need
yeah
to do.
That just seems so stupid to me. It's like, we need a fucking, and I used to be like that too. It's like, after tonight, I'll smoke a cigarette, and then I'm gonna wake up in the morning fresh, no more cigarettes, because I'm sleeping, so I'm not going to want to, you know, smoke in my sleep, obviously.
Right.
So I'll wake up and I'll already have a nice 8-hour head start, and then I'll, you know, it, like, why do we do that? It's such a weird thing that's ingrained into our fucking brains. So we got another voicemail here. As you guys all know, if you've listened to the show, I've been getting these weird random phone calls from a restricted number, and like the very first time I answered it and I talked to this pissed off dude that was just like, fuck you, motherfuck, you drug addict, fuck you, motherfuck, you stay away from my daughter, fuck you, and I'm just like, is this a prank, or who the, like, who's your daughter, which daughter are we talking about here, like, just kind of pissing him off a little bit, and he's yelling and screaming, I'm like, yeah, fuck me, yeah, fuck my face, yeah, I'm a piece of shit, yeah, 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 just fucking pissing him off and shit. And then, like, he called back, and I'm like, all right, so seriously, like, adult to adult, like, who the fuck are you, and why should I know who the fuck your daughter is and who you're talking about? You know who the fuck I'm talking about. This is your last warning. You stay the fuck away. Just, like, all this threatening shit, and I just fucking laughed at him and hung up. And then, you know, I set my phone to just blacklist anything unavailable and restricted, hoping that he would, you know, keep getting sent to voicemail, unrestrict his number so I would have it and then call. But he's never done that. But I have been getting a couple voicemails lately, and I would like to present them to you. And I just want to preface this by saying, before, like, Nicole has been the only chick that I've been hanging out with, so I thought maybe it was her ex or something, being all crazy and shit.
Right, and just trying to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, like, scare me away from her. Like, really, dude? You can't fucking scare me. Come on. No. I mean, come on. I have nothing to lose. I'll kill you. Seriously. But, so I let her listen to it, and she said it wasn't him, so I cannot, the only other thing I can think of is that it's a prank, but...
Yeah, or it's... Someone has the wrong number.
Until I heard these voicemails last night, and I'll play them for you, and then I'll talk about it. So, because it's kind of hard to understand, I did the recording off of my cell phone and shit. So, here is they're all clipped together. I just kind of made one file. So, I give you a crazy dude leaving me messages.
First saved voice message.
You couldn't resist the clue, you little motherfucker. You had to go around my daughter again, didn't you?
Okay, so we'll just break this down here. What he said was, you didn't receive the clue, motherfucker. You had to go around my daughter again, didn't you, motherfucker? Like, you can just hear the piss in his voice, right? Just
like, he's like, he really hates you.
Fuck you, mother bitches. You fuck my ass. I fuck you, kill you, my goat. Fuck shit. Yeah, so, okay,
angry.
So that's, are we all good here? We know, okay.
You're not easy to fucking drug addict. So what I just did, I just went to the Justice Court, and actually I went to the Sheriff's Department, and I turned your phone number over to the police.
Okay, so, in case you didn't catch that again, basically what he's saying is, fuck you, motherfucker, you fucking drug addict. I want to tell you what I just did. I took your phone number, and I took it to the Justice Department, and I gave it to the police. So...
Awesome.
Cool, dude. And
yeah,
this was, like,
cool.
A week ago, I think. And, like, nothing's...
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna... What,
well, yeah,
like,
what are they gonna do?
They're gonna be like, what?
You want
crazy?
Me to call them?
Do you have a green card essay? Like, I mean, I don't want to bring it to the race area, but you're really not giving me much to work with here. I mean, I have a restricted number and a vague fucking, I don't even know. Like, what are we doing here? Like, tell me who this is so maybe I can stop hanging around your daughter, you fuck, you mother bitch. So, yeah, gave my phone number to the cops.
Okay.
And okay.
Don't think about that you're hanging around a 16 or 17 year old or an 18 year old, because that's not my daughter.
Okay, so don't think about hanging around with a 16 or 17 year old, because that's not my daughter.
What,
okay.
What?
So we've established that it's not his daughter. If there's any 16 or 17 year olds I've been hanging around with, which I can't think of any off the top of my head, unless I am totally like forgetting this. That's not my daughter. So we've established who actually is not his daughter. So let's see if we can deduce what? Let's see if we can figure out who is his daughter.
But fuck him, not think about who the fuck you're hanging around with and whose kids are being brought around. Okay?
Okay.
So...
okay. So let's think about who the fuck you're hanging around with and which whose kids are being brought around. So maybe his daughter is some his ex's kid, maybe. Because there have been a lot of girls that I know that have kids. So right. maybe it's not his daughter that I'm hanging out with. I'm hanging out with his ex. And when she hangs out with me, she brings their daughter. And that's what he's pissed about.
It sounds.
But now think back to any girls that I've dated in the last, like, 3 months, we'll yeah. say. And there's been, like, two, if that. One, really. Cuckoo.
Right.
And, but her kids aren't three, and she has two. So he would say, my children, my chitlins, not my daughter. And that's it.
Like, didn't that one girl in Lakeside have a kid? You didn't.
Yeah, but I haven't hung out with her at all.
Oh, you haven't
like at all. I tried quite a while ago to be like, let's, you know, go out to dinner or something. She's like, I forget what happened. I think she watched the videos. That was when I told her about the show and shit. And she watched the videos and she's like, I am from Vegas and I had a lot of problems with drugs and I came up here to get my life together. I can't hang out with you.
So I'm gonna go to the meth capital.
Right. I can't hang out with you because there's videos of you doing drugs. And I'm like, well, it was salvia, which is totally legal, but whatever. I'm not even going to, you have a kid, that's fine. So, maybe it was her. I don't know. That seems really weird.
Yeah, well, that's just the only other person I can think of.
Yeah, and especially because when I go there, she's like totally nice, like when I deliver to her, because, you know, that's how I met her. So, I don't know. Let's continue.
I'm just saying, you know what I did.
Thank you. He just
the
wants
fuck
us to know.
Away from my daughter. Do you understand me, you piece of shit?
But he's mad. He wants you to stay away from his daughter.
Stay the fuck away from my daughter, you piece of shit. You piece of fucking shit, man.
So he is talking about his daughter.
Mine. Jewel, mine. Mm-hmm. Jewel, fuck. Jewel, mother bitch, fuck. Jewel, stay away from my fucking daughter, you fuck. You shit, fuck. Shit. You fuck. You fuck with the wrong daughter. is this for real? Are you for fucking real, douche? Oh, okay, let's continue. I like how he's like, okay? Like, okay, dude. Okay.
You got it? Okay,
cool.
Good.
Because I know exactly who the fuck you're talking about.
And who you are also.
Shazam says, that's Cuban. This guy is Mexican. And Iron Lung says, hey, what the hell is that salvia he keeps talking about he does? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Guarda says he sounds like Dimitri the Lover douchebag.
Except that in order for Dimitri to have had a daughter, he would have had to have had sex. Had to have had sex. Yeah. He would have had to have had sex. He would have had to fuck something that probably has some ovaries and maybe an egg in there somewhere. Scrambled, not over easy. I don't like them runny. Fix that, please. And we will continue this.
Don't bring your fucking weed or your ecstasy or whatever the fuck you do around her.
Or your salvia.
Okay. Now I have weed and ecstasy around his fucking daughter?
So that definitely can't be you.
The ecstasy? Like, when's the last time we fucking got good? Well, I guess up here there has been. I haven't gotten any of it, thanks, prick.
Sorry.
But no, that's fine. That's illegal. I'm not into illegal things. Otherwise, holy shit, my life would be even better than it is. But, so again, just real, I don't know, man. And I hate to say that this is bugging me, but it is. It's bugging the shit out of me, and not because, like, I'm scared and nervous that there's some random fucking Mexican trying to, like, find me or something. It's just bugging me because I, like, have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. And, like I said, the first time I actually talked to him, like, over the phone and shit, I kept trying to be like, who are you talking? You know who the fuck I'm talking about, you mother bitch fuck cunt shit. Like, no, I really don't.
That's why you're asking.
Is this a prank? Like, seriously. So, Apparently, I'm bringing weed and ecstasy around his daughter.
His daughter might be only 3 years old, and somebody else is bringing her around.
She might only be 3 years old.
Might.
Let's rewind.
I don't understand. She
don't
might
bring
only.
Your fucking weed or your ecstasy or whatever the fuck you do around her. My daughter might be only 3 years old, and somebody else is bringing her around.
My daughter might be only 3 years old. I don't really know because I haven't seen her in like 3 years. So I think she's about 3 years old. Somebody else might actually be bringing her around. Like, did you lose a child somewhere?
Yeah, did you lose your daughter 3 years ago?
And you're pissed at me about it? Dude.
Who thinks you have her?
I don't know if you know this or not, but I don't like kids at all. Like, I don't. I really don't.
Yeah, you're the least suspicious person.
I know.
To be hanging around his 3-year-old daughter.
Like, I'm making a huge exception for Nicole because she has a kid, but I really, really like her. And I've come to the conclusion that I will die alone if I don't open up that part. You know, like, I have to. Everybody that is in my age group by now has a kid. And that's fine, whatever. Nicole's child is wonderful. Very well behaved and shit. Not like those other two kids that one girl I was
right.
like, fucking.
Not behaved.
All over the place and shit. Like, are you children or fucking animals? Because I can't tell right now.
They're kind of the same thing.
Right. Like, her daughter's wonderful. She's totally chill. And, like, I look at her and she just starts smiling and shit. Like, that's kind of cool. I'm not, I don't want to, like, you know, be dad or anything. But, like, that's fine. I will deal with that if it means that she will, you know, date me and
as
be
long
my
as
girlfriend.
It's not an annoying kid. It's
right, no. It's totally cool. And she's still young enough to where, you know, she's learning good values, not just, like, mom's there trying to do all this other shit and some daycare's raising the kids. Like, she has a really strong family structure that helps her. So, yeah, that's totally cool. So, I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about.
I don't know. Think about it, you fucking piece of shit.
Just pissed.
End of message.
Think about it, you fucking piece of shit. Do you guys hear the anger in his voice?
Yeah, he wants to kill you.
Like
he would kill you.
He is pissed, dude. Like, you motherfuck. I kill you, bitch. Just pissed. Like, you are a bad parent. Because you can't keep track of your daughter. That's 3?
Yeah, they're not that hard to keep track of.
They sell leashes, bro. Like, really, don't come looking for a scapegoat in me. Because where the fuck did you find my number at in the first place?
Maybe he is calling the wrong number.
Over and over and over.
Maybe he got. Well, and he could have got the number from someone else, and it's not the right one.
You would think, though, he would maybe know the name of
the person
that his daughter
True.
Or whoever the fuck. Because it might not even. He's so vague.
Yeah, he tells you nothing.
You stay the fuck away from my daughter. It might not even be my daughter. Someone else might be bringing her there that you're seeing or something. Like, really?
If she's 16 or 17, that's not my daughter.
So you're telling me your 3-year-old is just running around the streets of Kalispell just, like, sucking dick and shooting up dope, and somebody just scooped her up and was like, hey, you want to roll with me while I go to this dude's house? Like, really?
Yeah, what happened?
Hey, raise children better. Okay, S.A., I'm talking to you, faggot. Raise your kids better. And when they come home knocked up and 12 years old, you remember that I said raise your kids better. Because if you would have raised your kid better, that never would have happened. Faggot. No offense, faggots, but this guy's a douche.
Aww.
No offense, douches, but this guy. Huh.
No offense to the douches.
Right, okay, so here's the next message he left. I'm on to you, motherfucker. I'm at Red's looking for you. Now,
that's the last place I would look for you ever.
Bro, I'm chilling at home.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to come talk. We'll fucking talk it out. But that's another weird thing. Like, I hang out at bars very rarely, and when I do, I never go to Reds. I've been in Reds maybe 3 times in my whole life, mm-hmm. like, ever. Does he have me confused with somebody else?
Possibly.
How would you just keep calling the same person, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I was almost thinking last night, I'm sitting here, and that happens, and I check it, and I'm just cracking up. And I'm, like, thinking, holy shit, what if the person he thinks I am is actually at Reds? No warning at all, because he's not getting any of these messages.
Yeah.
This guy rolls up on some kid and is like, I told you stay away from my daughter. Fucking douche! Just Hadouken fireball to the face. Har, you get fucking uppercut to the chin. And this kid's just like, what? Who's your daughter? Stop saying that to me! You know who she is! She's 3 years old. She's out in the car smoking.
I hope that happens. I really do.
I was thinking about that, and then you know how my fucking mind gets. I'm like, coming up with all these elaborate scenarios of what happened to this poor kid. Just so awesome. So he's at Reds when he's calling. I can just totally see this Mexican dude rolling through Reds like, I'm on to you, mother bitch. I am coming for you. You better watch your back, Holmes. I'm coming. Oh, I see you. Hey, motherfucker, that dude. Poof, poof, poof. Body blow, uppercut, fucking Hadouken, and just like, ding. Amazing.
You should go to Reds now and just try and find a Mexican guy.
Oh, God. But see, I need to, like, know who this guy is and shit. I need to know what he looks like. Because if he knows what I look like, he'll have that element of surprise.
Right.
But if I roll in there all incog, and then I'm like, there he is. And I just kind of sit back in the cut, just, like, fucking scoping it out. Face just ice grilled and shit. Like, so, me a Jack and Coke. In a dirty glass. And then, yeah, just, like, watching this drama just unfold like fucking L.A. Law and shit. Just getting all fucking crazy up in her.
You should do that.
Niggas get shot around her. All right, let's finish this up.
Next message.
Hello? Hello? I'm a drug addict, and I like to go around all of women's little babies and smoke weed around them. And I'm a piece of shit. My name is Matt. Hello.
End of message.
So he knows your name.
So now he's like, he's done making threats. Now he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now he's making fun of you.
That's my message. It's like, hello. Hello. I'm not here. Leave a message. No, don't leave a message because I hate check. Like, he's right. Totally like, hello. I'm a drug addict. My name is Matt. And like, hello. I'm a Mexican, and I can't keep track of my fucking 3-year-old daughter. My name is Juan. Me and my trusty goat have been harvesting coffee beans in the fucking mountains of Juanti Vista. Like, you're a fucking... Your life, dude... Wow. Oh, man. That's all I can say. It's just fucking wow. So, yeah, I don't know. I am totally interested in what you guys have to say. Iron Lung says, I like that catchphrase, mother bitch. It's kind of catchy. It is. I like that. You mother bitches! I fuck your mother boob and shit. But, yeah, if you guys have any insight on any of this shit, definitely email info@thejamhole.com or give us a call, 406-204-GOT-P. I am, like, seriously, I'm interested in... Because, I don't know, I'm baffled by this. Like,
that's crazy.
I would totally tell you guys if I was skeezing on some hoe that had a fucking 3-year-old.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I would let you all know.
You would have told everyone the day it happened.
You would be the first to know, actually. And, like, it's totally not. Like, Nicole, like I said, she's the only girl that I'm really trying to, like, let me in and be a part of her life and shit. And I let her listen to it, and she said... Wasn't me, you know?
Wasn't me.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's what's been going on, though. So, how's work been, my friend?
Busier.
Is it starting to pick up some?
A little bit.
Sorry, I'm just kind of getting some shit adjusted here. Just a little bit? Like, are you getting more hours? Are you going to make more than $120?
Yes.
This next paycheck?
Maybe.
Hopefully, right?
I don't know. I didn't work a bunch of days last week, so... because of Christmas.
Oh, right. Goddamn holidays.
Yeah, seriously.
That's weird that you guys were really fucking busy tonight, though.
I know. There was such a crazy fucking blackout earlier.
What do you mean? Power?
No, like, just it was snowing so heavy and there was all this fog, like, you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face in some places. It was crazy.
Nice. It fucking, holy shit. Real quick, before we get into some confessions and continue with this wonderful episode 135 we have for you here, all day at work today, like, our bottle washer broke yesterday, so we can't wash jugs, which means we can't fill jugs, which means I had no water to do my Poulsen route today.
Awesome.
Kinda. Instead of doing that, you know, like, it was dumping fucking snow today. Like,
yeah,
we got hit hard and shit. So the boss is like, I need you guys, me and Jesse, I need you guys to get up on the roof and shovel snow off of the roof. But then on top of that, like, the way the shit settles and freezes up there and then melts and freezes, basically, there was like 6 to 8 inches of pure frozen ice, well, frozen ice, but like just chunks, like fucking just from the top of the roof, from the rain gutter touching the ground, and just thick as fuck in ice. So he gives us this huge, like, 5 foot long, 90 pound fucking, it looks like a nail, but it's like chiseled at the bottom, so you fucking shank the shit out of it, and we're just up there for like hours while it's all snowing and coming down and shit, just chiseling the fuck out of this snow, trying not to fall off the roof and shit.
That would have
sucked. To get up there, there's no like nice easy way to just obviously climb up there. The ladders, obviously, of course, are not tall enough,
right,
to
of
just
course
let you climb up.
That'd be easy.
So we pull my truck. This is so ridiculous. We pull my truck up, so the bed of the truck is like lined up,
and then you put the ladder in.
And
the
then we
bed.
Put the ladder in the back of the truck. All ice, mind you. Everything is a fucking sheet of ice. And we climb up the ladder. The ladder's like shaking and shit, kind of sliding. I'm like, "Can you hold that, please? Thank you." And I get up there, and I'm fucking trying to, like, hang on over the edge, holding the ladder for him while he climbs up. Hands me the shit beforehand. You know, this thing is huge. Like, yeah. I should have took a picture of it. It's fucking big as fuck. And so we get all up there and shit, and it didn't occur to me that, you know, we're shoveling all this snow off, and it's all going into the truck bed, of course. Like, we're gonna have to get the snow out of the truck bed. So we get all that off, and we had a nice big pile of ice and snow in the back of the truck, so we're just fucking around like Jesus,
whoa,
like
busting
fucking pop filters and shit. No, we're like fucking around on the roof, just bombing off the roof into the truck bed because it's all nice and soft except for a few ice chunks. That, like, chunks,
just avoid
dude.
Those.
Like, you could not pick them up. They were like 200-pound chunks of pure ice. Just fucking solid. Bam! Ice. So, yeah, we're jumping into this shit, which was totally fun. Not so much for having to shovel it, because now it's all packed the fuck down. And it just, dude, it took us at least like an hour and a half to shovel the truck out when we were fucking done.
So did you seriously just spend your whole day at work outside?
Yes, in the snow, shoveling shit. And then I wanted to do this, but I didn't get a chance to, and I wouldn't have been able to see it anyway. But on the roof, it's like black with, you know, it's that tar ceiling or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the snow was all nice and white. So what I wanted to do was make like a big giant jam hole logo in the snow around it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, like I thought of it and then I was like, dude, I'm so fucking cold right now. It just snow. I'm just covered in fucking snow. Just pissed. My arms are like cramping up like they do sometimes. From
the big chisel.
Yeah, you hold the chisel and every hit, like the whole fucking thing
just
vibrates.
Yeah,
yeah, which it helps break the snow apart because it's, you know, that frequency is just, you know, ripping the shit
up.
But
that's vibrating
but
your bones.
It's also doing that to my arms, and, like, my arms were so fucking tight and just pain, and I was like, dude, that would be cool, but I'd never be able to see it, and, you know, it's snowing, so it's gonna get covered up anyway. So, I fucking didn't. But, yeah, and we were supposed to get the part in for the washer, and then I was, like, I have tomorrow off also, and Friday. And I was going to come in Friday and go get the route done, but it never came in, so Oh, swells. Oh, swells. All right. Are you all ready for some confessions?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you also.
Excuse me. Do you have any New Year's
No.
Reservation for two, please? No?
Revolution?
The revolution will not be televised.
No, I don't, because I'm not one of those people that, like, sets one and then just doesn't do it like we were just talking about.
Do you do this on purpose?
It is. It can't be clogged.
Really? Hold on, show. I'm sorry. I have to put the show on hold for a sec. No, you try it first and tell me. Prick fuck. He does this to me every goddamn time. Next time you do it, I'm going to punch you in the face. To every time that you've been here. Oh, how's that work? Oh, well, you suck a fucking golf ball through a garden hose 50 feet long, you fucking faggot. Fuck you, Braden. Fuck you. You seriously can, because I can't do that. What? You must have some sucking power, dude.
You're just not doing it right.
Is that it? I don't know how to smoke salvia. Okay. Sorry. Anonymous confessions. The last anonymous confos for 08. Mm-hmm. Actually, 08's over. Never mind.
Oh,
the first.
09. Whoa.
The first anno convos for 09. How's that?
That's pretty crazy.
That's going to be weird for the intro now. Like,
yeah, you're going to have to say that.
Kaboom. Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, December 21st, 2009?
You mean January?
8? 9? Like, that's going to be weird. We might have to, like, do something different for 09. I don't know. I have to
say. Well, just because the whole time we've been doing the show, it's been 2008.
Well, yeah, but the way I do it is like 2008. Like, 8? 9? 9! Es ein Scheißer! 9! What? He's speaking German and I don't understand it. I fantasize about... Will you read this one? Will you just come here and read this one for me, please? Just the first one there.
Why?
Just read it like hot and sexy.
No.
Please.
I'm gonna read it.
Okay, just
try
read
to
it.
Be loud. This one?
This one. First one.
I fantasize about giving guys head. I'm
wait,
a girl who...
Wait, pardon?
What?
Say that again.
I fantasize about giving guys head. I fantasize about giving guys head.
Huh.
And I'm a girl who's never been kissed.
Huh. Ha! Now you're a girl that has been kissed. Fuck out of here. Thank you. I fantasize, Braden, I don't know if you know this or not, I fantasize
I heard
about giving guys head. Ellipsis. Ellipsis. That's awesome, that word has three syllables. Ellipsis.
Because there's usually three periods at the end.
So, we have here, is this the three-year-old this guy lost? Like, dude, I found your daughter. She's in her room fantasizing about sucking off guys. Mm. But, just... FYI, she's still never been kissed.
It's all good.
Right. Well, I don't know. Girls can go their whole lives without being kissed and still be whores.
That's
like,
true.
I know some... Well, that sounded bad. Not personally, but I know some hookers... Okay, hold on. I've heard that some hookers' protocol is to not kiss.
Huh.
So, assuming they went the whole first part of their life, like the normal part,
right.
Before they got into hookering.
Right. If they never kissed anyone before
right.
They became a hooker.
Right. Then, and assuming they stuck to that protocol, that
right.
Procedure, then they could very well have sucked lots of cock but never been kissed. That's kind of weird. Am I stupid or what? My ex that I can't forget about? No. No! Hey, do you have an ex that you just can't forget about?
You can't really forget about any of them.
Huh? Hey, Rochelle, do you have an ex that you can't forget about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about either. That's weird. You guys are so good for each other, and you obviously are still just madly in love with her. Fuck, I'm getting madly in love with her.
How can you not be?
I know! That's fuck. So, like, what's the deal? What's the deal with your relationship? That's my Seinfeld impression.
That's like, not
what's,
a very good one.
What's up, guys? Here, I want you, here, you can sit here, you guys hash it out. I'm gonna go jerk off.
Or she can sit here and you can talk to her about it, because I don't know.
Really? Will you talk about it? Because I'm, like, I don't...
No, she won't.
This is like one of those bad movies, those bromantic comedies, those bromos, if you will, that, like, the whole movie, you're sitting there and you're like, she's... Just fucking kiss her! She's right there! You guys are perfect for... Oh, God, and then you just blow your fucking brains out, because this movie... Like, it's so obvious! Like, that's what this is like.
I agree.
It pains me. See? He agrees. This sounds like it's on you, Rochelle. Like, what's the deal? Yeah, I don't know. You can call. Go in the other room. That way we won't actually have to look at you.
Leave a voicemail.
No, call and I'll pick up the call. Reach out and touch someone. Me, preferably. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why I'm talking to you. Okay, so am I stupid or what? I'm going to probably just go ahead and say yeah, like right now. I do reserve the right to change my answer, though. Am I stupid or what? Question mark. My ex that I learned sign language. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, this is question mark. That's... Question mark.
I like that.
Jamble.com/live video.
What's exclamation point?
Exclamation. like that. That's it. How you get exclamation point?
I like that.
Sign language for bros.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So my ex that I can't forget about, you know, that one, I gave his number to this girl that wanted to be his friend. Period. Now they're friends, comma, and he just hates me so much. You know why? I know exactly what happened here. Like, when girls are friends with other girls, It's the same idea as when guys are friends with girls. Like, guys are only friends with girls because they want to fuck them or get with them or whatever the fuck. Girls are only friends with other girls so they can fuck the guy that hangs out with that other girl. So what happened here, a typical textbook case, I see this all the time in my day-to-day studies. Basically, this guy got his number given to this girl from his ex-girlfriend. They hooked up, and this girl is just like, dude, your ex was a cunt. She was cheating on you all the time, and like totally just told him everything. And now that his ex is like, am I stupid or what? I mean, all I did was gave his number to this girl that wanted to be his friend. Now they're friends, and he hates me. Like, did she tell him? He kept on telling me that he hates me. That's how I... Hey, ask me how I know he hates me.
How?
He actually tells me. He actually kept on telling me, like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. I hate you. Just, like, constantly. He actually wrote code, because he's a computer programmer,
right,
that loops a WAV file called IHateYou.WAV.
It just keeps calling the phone and leaving voice messages.
What it actually does, check this out, it calls the phone, and if she doesn't answer, obviously, it'll leave the voicemail.
Right.
While at the same time actually sending SMS messages and over and over again, like 5 per second, if you will. And then if she does answer, obviously, then it kicks in that recorded I hate you dot WAV file, and it's like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
Right.
While at the same time actually emailing her, I actually programmed a little plugin for it that will go to your MSN Messenger, your AIM, and your Yahoo. And if she's online, it'll just keep sending messages there. So, like, how many other ways? It actually logs on to MySpace and posts updates that's like, I hate you so fucking much.
And Twitter.
God, if I knew how to program, I would be in jail.
You would do that?
I would do so much. Well, not that. That's a little anal, if you will. It hurts me a lot. It hurts me that he wants to be friends with her, but not with me. Deal with it. He already had you and your vagina. Now he wants her. And she told him that you cheated. Duh. Ha ha ha. Period. I'm just a stupid girl. Period. Well, at least he got rid of something this year. Period. I am just an annoying, boring bitch to him. He finally got rid of me and those herpes.
Herpes never go away.
Oh, well, he got rid of her at least.
Writing, herpes are there forever.
Oh, this is what I love. Writing this is making me cry. Period.
Wow. It's touching.
Like tears just dripping on the keyboard as she's... I hate him so much. I hate you. Fucking slugs.
I hope someone's taking a screenshot.
This is for you. This is, look what you made me do. This is for you, salt shaker. Look what you made me do. It says, I hate you.
Did you get that out of your system?
Yes. But it's good that it's almost going to be New Year. It's a new beginning. And a new journey. A new year for me to make the same old mistakes. Because God knows we don't learn from our mistakes. We just try to space out the time that we repeat them long enough to where it seems like we learn from them.
Right.
But we did not. Nay, we did not.
Or you can get lucky and make some good choices in between.
Right. Because that happens.
Yeah. Sometimes. Right.
And I'll find a girlfriend without any kids. Yeah. Oh, wait, she's listening. I'm kidding. This is all jokes. Ouch. This new year is great for him, comma. He got something new, comma. He got a new friend, period. Maybe something will blossom between her legs. Between them. But do you see it just, like, blossoming?
Yes.
Like, that yeast infection has really blossomed into a rank fucking smell. God. And how do you get those colors and that secretion? That is just crazy. It's like,
that is awful.
It's like tie-dyed yeast infection juice. Like, who wouldn't want to date me? I don't understand that.
Me neither.
I mean, that's funny. I don't care what color your vagina juice is.
That would be racist.
I know. Like, you gotta accept all the colors.
Yeah, all the colors of the vagina.
All the colors of the vagina rainbow. The vaginal rainbow secretion juice pyramid fun. Also, like, on top of everything I just listed... Oh, I got a text message. I wonder if it's from her. I hate you. Oh, yes, please. You'd really... What? Oh. Uh-huh. I'd really like to date you. That's what I'd really like. Christ, I've told you. I don't know what you want from me. I want to be with you. I don't know how else to say it. He got a new friend. Maybe something will blossom between them. Also, comma, he finally got rid of an annoying, boring bitch like me. I like that alliteration. Annoying, I guess it's not. Never mind. He have been trying to get rid of me for so long now, he has. It's good for him. What language is that? He have been trying to get rid of me for so long now, he has. It's good for him. It's good.
He's good.
He's good. I'm happy for me. No, you're not. You're just this is what I'm talking about. You can't make up your fucking mind. You are just crying like four lines ago. I'm happy for me.
That's
period.
That's because they worked it out while they were typing it and crying. And now they're like, oh, now I feel better.
Oh, I'm cured.
Yeah, hey, I got it out of me.
I'm not crazy. And look, no kids. I'm cured. Amazing. That's what I'm talking about. Like, make up your mind. Pick a emotion and go with that for like more than 2 minutes. Please. Is that, why do you do that, women? You, girl. If there's any girls listening live, 406-204-GOT-PIA. I want to ask you a question. I'm curious. Aren't you? Don't you want to know why the fuck that happens?
It'd be nice to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. What? Nothing. Go, will you get her a microphone? No, I'm kidding. It's good for him. I'm happy for me. But it hurts so much. Ha ha! See? Sadness, happiness, laughter. In like the same two lines.
That's crazy talk.
This is nuts!
That's the most bipolar sentence.
Tripolar!
Yes,
tri-polar. If you will. That is cuckoo magoosey booze, dude. You cannot demonstrate that. Like, if you're gonna have multiple emotions, if you're gonna start with crying, go for like maybe some sadness and maybe some hatred. Like, things that are kind of the same. You can't cry and then laugh. Like, no. That, I'm sorry. I'm drawing the line there. It just hurts me so much that he hates me. But you're happy for him! You're gonna make my head explode. You're happy for him. It hurts you so much he hates you. Because you gave your friend his phone number.
I don't think she's happy at all. You kind of just fucked yourself over.
I'm sorry. That just baffles my mind. You know what I was thinking? Ask me what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking it's a new year. It's time to turn over a new leaf.
What's your New Year resolution going to be?
A new loose leaf, if you will.
Okay.
If Nicole doesn't be my girlfriend, like, in the next, like, say, 5 days, I'm going to go the whole year of 2009 living life. I'm going to regret this, huh? I see that look. Yeah. Living life on the side of the fence that's, how do you say, what's the word I'm looking for?
Gay.
Gay? That works. Do you think that'd be interesting, like, to live?
I would love for that to happen.
Yeah? Well, you're going to be my number one prospect if it does.
That's too bad. Because I'm going to turn you down, too.
You're going to get raped then.
No.
No, I'm not saying, like, that. She's texting me back. Are you kidding me?
Viola Chick says, if you want girls to help, please repeat the question.
I'm sorry, that just blew my mind a little bit.
What?
Can I read that on the... This... Wow.
What's this new development?
This just in! Oh, man.
Read it to us.
I'm not going to tell you who this is from.
Like you need to. God.
Oh my god. You look really hot. I'm going to fuck you in your truck when you get here.
Huh.
Later, guys. Can you finish this?
No, you're just got to stay till the end.
If you don't read this on the...
Oh!
Boom, 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 boom. Huh. She's so beautiful. Dude, have I told you how much I like her?
You have, a few times.
I've told her, too. A lot. I've told her mom. I'm like, I really like your daughter.
Hopefully she's paying attention.
She's like, that's good. I'm sitting here, comma, watching the clock tick the 5 seconds before New Year's. Now it is 9 minutes after. Hyphen. Oh, wait. Is this hyphen? No, that would be backslash.
Yeah.
Hyphen? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hyphen?
No, that would be equals.
That would be safe. No. Equals would be this.
Equals. So hyphens is that.
Hyphen. I don't know. Sign language. My parents wussed out and went to sleep, and I feel stupid, hyphen, all alone on my computer, period, no girl, comma, I'm not even sure if I still care about any girls. Ellipsis. Oh my god, you guys have to watch our live shows. I'm just saying. If you think the podcast is funny, wow. Because I think the podcast is funny.
I think it's pretty funny too.
Oh man.
It's the one time I've seen the show
magnificent.
I enjoyed it.
Yes. And you weren't even here.
I know.
So this guy is kind of feeling what I'm feeling, right? He's just like, man, I am so just like, throw me a freaking...
Is this your confession?
No. Nay, I haven't confessed in a while.
Wow.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 9 months since my last confession. Oh,
fuck. You should post a confession on there starting with that.
Forgive me, Father, for forgive me to whom it may concern, for I have sinned, kind of. For I've done
forgive
bad shit.
Forgive me, group hug.
Oh, I thought dirty thoughts about somebody that I shouldn't have. They all ignore me, girls. They all ignore me.
Because you're a loser.
Right. Then we get to know each other. And before long, we're friends. And I like her, comma. When I ask her out, she says, no. Hey, do you want to, like, I don't know, maybe go out sometime?
No.
No. Negative ghostwriter. No. If this is greater than, this is less than. And that is no. We get to know each other before long. Sorry, drink. I haven't lost my spot in a while.
Yeah, it's true.
Why does this always happen to me? Hey, bro, it's not just you. He got 8 hugs. I like how it says how many hugs each one gets now. That's awesome.
That's the most hugs I've seen one person get.
Yeah, well, now there's 9. You're secretive, enigmatic, lovely, amazing, cute, sexy, adorable, gorgeous, wild, everything good, everything I ever hoped for. You are my resolution. I love you.
Wow.
You know what? This douche went through, you know, the MySpace status update thing, and that gives you a drop down of all these big words. You have no idea what the fuck they
right.
mean. That's this. He just went through it. He's like, you're, secretive, enigmatic. What's that? Is that like up your asshole? No, no, that's enema. Never mind. Enigmatic, lovely, amazing. Like, cool, dude. I hope you wrote that out in a notepad or in your notebook. Your loose leaf, if you will, and sent that to her. I really do.
That's how you do it.
Right. Can you make another person your New Year's resolution?
Like, no.
Does that work?
Do you have control over the person?
Possibly.
Because if you do, then maybe.
Possibly. Like, you are going to be... are going to be my New Year's resolution. Sideways, because that's gangster.
Right.
It's more gangsta.
Yeah.
You, actually.
Really?
Split shooter. One.
Double barrel.
Between the legs. Not. That's awesome. I never thought of that. Nicole, you are my New Year's resolution. I have never felt so alone as today. It's New Year's Eve, and I'm sitting here on my computer, period. No friends, comma, no boyfriend, comma, and a faraway family, period. I really need to get a life. Like, you remember Chris Elliott?
Mm-hmm.
Remember his show, Get a Life? Stand in the place where you lay. I loved that show when I was a kid.
That's so old, though.
It's so old. I watched some the other day. Because I got him off of...
I can't watch anything that's that old anymore.
MySpleen.net, actually.
Yeah.
Is another...
Except you need an invite.
I got invites, son. I'm a power user. I download all of the free content. The free legal content.
Well, yeah, that's what it's for.
I'm knocking my pop filter the fuck
out.
You're
beating its ass.
I know, dude.
You need to quit beating it up.
I'm sorry. I'm all nervous now. I'm like...
Wow.
I know,
I need to go.
I need to go. Sorry,
do we need to, like, wrap this up?
This has been cool, but, like... No, and you know what? Like, that's so crazy, too. I'm sure she's just joking around and shit, but... Like, I just want to, like, be your boyfriend and shit. I'm not even trying to, like, seduce you and just fuck you. Like, mm-hmm. I want you to, like me and do stuff like that. Like, I don't know. That seems totally gay. But, like,
Well, that's a good start for you if you're not going to get with her in 5 days.
I did that a lot, like, when I was a kid and shit, like, in high school. Like, I'm totally over that. Just going out and fucking and shit. Like, mm-hmm. I got the internet and the jamhole.com/support. Unlimited access to as many fleshlights and blow-up vaginas that I could ever possibly want to use.
That's true.
And you know what's cool about those things?
What?
They don't fucking talk. At all. You for sure aren't going to knock one up. Well, I would hope. That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, that comes out, would need to get a refund.
Comes out like a little rubber ducky blow-up thing or something, like a little weird Cabbage Patch Kid looking thing.
You could just get rid of it.
Yeah, you just pop it, shove it back up in there. Maybe, like, save it for fucking patches in case you rip a hole in it. And yes. You're like, this is my patch kit. His name is Patches. Thank you. Parched. How's everybody doing? It's fucking New Year's.
I think they're probably doing decent, because, they're watching this instead of doing whatever other gay bullshit they do on New Year's.
Instead of not having sex with the boyfriend or girlfriend you don't have.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
they don't really have anything else to do, I would imagine.
Can we pause for this small chronic break?
Sure.
New Year's Eve. New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. Pound it. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
Pound it. Yes, kitty. Pound it. Pound it. Fuck yeah. Little kitty paws just pounding it. Hey, cheers, everybody online. Cheers. Happy New Year. This is fucking clogged still, you prick.
How? I have gotten a poll every time. You're just weak.
You just suck so hard. My eyes are gonna suck into my fucking mouth.
God, dude.
Will you fix that? You piss me off sometimes.
I think you're just a pussy.
I think you're just a douche. I really need to get a life. Maybe that should be my New Year's resolution. Hey, you know what my New Year... Oh, sorry. I didn't see you not near your microphone. Hey. You know what my... Hey, Matt, you know what my New Year's resolution... Oh, I can totally look at myself. Hey. You know what my New Year's resolution is? To get a life. Because I tried all of 2007 and 2008, like, not having a life, and I'm just not into it. Like, I think it's time that I grew up and I actually got a life. Hi. Thank you. You just emptied it.
Is that your way of fixing it?
Are we making jokes now?
I didn't take any out, actually. It's just probably cashed.
Sorry, technical difficulties. If this was TV, well, we'd probably all be fired. But now there would be the bars. Right. It's like...
We'll be back shortly. Manifest says his New Year's resolution is to watch more live shows. That's a pretty good resolution, I'd say. Oh, yummy.
You're an asshole.
How am I an asshole?
You should have done right.
Just fucking did that.
You fucking do it yourself. Because you're a fucking retard. I've been smoking weed before, you douche. Oh, hey, will you mark the time?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry for that. We just had to take a minute there. Everyone good? Everyone back from the potties and getting blowjobs and whatever the fuck they're doing?
They're not good. Getting blowjobs.
No, they were close enough.
They were probably just masturbating.
Well, whatever. That's fine. Did you come during that break? That small chronic salvia break? I did not.
Me neither.
Right. But I had that, so. Where was I?
Confessions.
Right. I have never felt so alone as today. This guy, remember? Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve, I'm sitting here on my computer, no friends, no boyfriend, and a faraway family, right? Need to get a life, New Year's resolution. What is your New Year's resolution? I asked you that.
I don't have one.
Give me a better answer than that.
That is the best answer. Why would I have a New Year's resolution?
Oh, right. Your life is perfect. Sorry, I totally forgot. My bad.
Because the people that make New Year's resolutions never actually do them.
Iron Lung says Matt probably got a BJ from that one hot chick. Which hot chick was that? Oh, her? No. Sorry. That's Braden's lady. If you guys don't hook up in 09 is going to be the year.
That's my New Year's resolution.
The 09 to have sex and hook up with Rochelle. You make that happen. What's wrong with this kid? Why don't you want him? I mean, I besides the obvious. Like, what's up? Oh, yeah, she has no mic. You tell me later. You go call on my phone. Here. Call the Jam Hotline. 406-204-GOT-P. Okay.
But she's still not going to call it.
Of course not. To all my fellow losers out there, comma, I personally, sincerely wish you Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Let's be winners this time around. Okay, losers?
Instead of losers, right?
Right. We want to actually do the opposite of what we've been doing.
Careful.
It's touchscreen. I was just touching it.
That's hard.
I'm just touching it.
You're punching it.
So this time around, New Year's resolution, 09. All of us losers, we're going to totally turn it around. Mm-hmm. We're going to, it's like life is like a Rubik's Cube, and we're just turning it around.
Just making the colors match.
That was a stretch. You know? Okay. I have the most amazing boyfriend / fiance, huh? Ellipsis. When he wants to be. Oh. Ellipsis.
Right.
Right. Like,
he doesn't always want to be.
He was amazing once, I think. Like, when I, kind of towards the beginning of our relationship, when I first met him, he was pretty cool. Not so much now, but he, when he wants to be, aces. Sometimes, I feel like I'm only there when he wants me to be there. Like, why are you here right now?
Yeah, I don't want you here.
I thought you wanted me here. And then she runs away. This is for you! Oh. People say I don't deserve how he treats me. And I have so many better guy friends. Ellipsis. Do people say that to girls?
Apparently.
Like, you deserve so much better. You, honey. You can do so much. Why? You can do so much better than him. What's the deal?
It's because they're trying to get her to be with him.
I got an idea. Do you think maybe, like, open minds here, let's keep an open mind. If you deserved better, you would have gotten better? Just saying.
Just saying.
Maybe you didn't get better because better, like, this is not for you. This is like first class. You barely got coach. You were standby. They were sick. You got their seat. Like, barely. You don't deserve better. No, I'm sorry. But they like to say that, don't they? They're always like, it's okay. You deserve better. It's not your fault. Of course not. It's never your fault. But I love him. And I'm willing to make it work. Even though I deserve better, so I'm told, and I am only there when he wants me there, mm-hmm. obviously. He says he loves me, but we don't talk anymore, comma. He stays and plays games with his friends, comma, and he says he'll call me, but he never does. He says that I'm stupid for thinking this. Is this all in my head? Like, are you?
I think you're just stupid.
Are you really not just hanging out with your bros, like playing some fucking Call of Duty 4?
His bros are more fun than she is.
Modern Brofare. There it is. I was trying, man. Holy shit. I could not think of anything. Whew. Glad I got that out. Modern Brofare. I like how he says that I'm stupid for thinking this. But how can I be stupid for thinking what I truly feel? Question mark. Was that question mark? Question mark, yeah.
Yeah, that's question mark.
I just love him more than life itself. I love you more than I love the shitty, depressing, 8-to-5 minimum wage slave trade bullshit.
I was like, wow. Wait, thanks for comparing me to that.
I love you more than that, though. Yeah, so, like, right. I love that. I love you just a little more.
Just a little more.
I love you more than hemorrhoids. If you want to.
I definitely love you more than that.
Standardize it. I love you more than hemorrhoids. Not more than ice cream, though. I want him to love me back. He loves my back, but I want him to love me back, like all of me back. And I want him to show it. Not only, she's kind of asking a lot,
yeah.
But not only do I want you to love me back, I want you to show it.
How?
Show me you love me back. Maybe, I don't know. Tell me? No, that you always tell me. That's bullshit.
Right. That's
I want every Tuesday and Thursday, because Monday, Wednesday, Friday I have the jamhole.com. But on Tuesdays and I love this shit. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I want you to show it. And I want you to make me construction paper. Where's the camera? Cut out hearts with macaronis glued on it. And I want it to say, I love you. Tuesdays,
so.
Thursdays.
No.
Have that on my desk, no. 9 a.m. At the latest.
No, because I don't love you that much. I just barely love you more than life itself.
I love you more than life itself. You can't even show me? That's not too much to ask, is it? Question mark. Is it? Is that too much to ask nowadays? I know we're struggling,
yes.
Honey. We have 4 godforsaken children. I know. You work,
and
I work.
You don't have a job, and I work. It's usually how it goes.
I haven't told you this yet. Don't hit me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting laid off at the plant. What are we going to do? It's not like we can just drive to Nebraska and just drop our kids off anymore.
Right.
Because they're older than that, and we don't live there. What are we going to do?
Try to get another job.
I've tried. There's nothing out here, honey.
You better sell your kids.
What's today? Is it Thursday? Because I haven't got your macaroni construction paper cutout heart yet.
You're not going to get it.
I feel bad for the confessions that have negative hugs. That makes 2 of us, yes?
I agree.
3 of us, yes? Absolutely, the cat is absolutely nodding, if you guys see it. Yes, you can see that in the camera. Fantastic. That's awesome. You poured your heart out on some fucking anonymous confession website.
Took a hug away.
And someone was like, that's dumb. Negative ghostwriter hug. That confession was meaningful to someone. Ellipsis. Oh, that's better. Mm. Instead of this, it's fucking... Yeah, that's quicker. That's like, ellipsis. Ellipsis. That's like fucking Tai Bo shit. Ellipsis.
You're like exercising when you read. What are you doing?
I will destroy shit. You can't just be my sometimes friend. Hey, friend.
Hmm.
You, I'm sick of this. You can't just be my sometimes friend. It's all or nothing with me. Not just sometimes. Like, when it's convenient for you.
Uh-huh.
All I want is for you to call me up, bro. And tell me you still love me.
What?
That's all I want. You can't just be my sometimes friend. Okay, like, here's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I want for you is to just call me up and tell me you still love me.
That's kind of gay.
You don't have to even love me. I just really need you right now where I'm
at
in my life. Just call me up. Hit me on the hip. Means page me, but call me up.
Can I text you?
I hate being needy, but I need you! All caps. Please tell me nothing's changed. Please. Please.
It's all changed. It's the year of change, actually.
Fuck! My girl is going through a bit confusing time in her life right now, and there is not a thing I can do but wish I could be there. You know what I say to that?
What?
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because you might just get it, and it's gonna fucking suck, dude. I can't make my way there to her right now. It is as if I am light years away from her. If only I could be there by her side for all of eternity. Father! That's deep, man. I want to just be there. Like, she got in a car wreck and she's a veggie right now.
Yeah.
I just wish I could be there.
I just want to be there for you.
I by her side forever. All of eternity. The zero, the 180, the 285, and then the 360. All of eternity. Infinitely. Eternatus. Eternatus. All of eternity. And the last one for episode 135. You ready?
Yeah.
Hold on to something. Kidding. It's weird, Ellipsis. I met you almost 4 years ago, and we used to be so close. So close.
So close.
We used to have feelings for each other, and now we barely even talk, especially since you're the one who tries to avoid me. Got my eye on you. Weird, creepy wink, yeah. And good.
Check.
So, like, 4 years have gone by, and we started out so close. Mm-hmm. We used to have feelings and shit. And you avoid me now. What happened?
I hate you.
Why do you avoid me?
Tired of you.
Like, I saw you. Tired of you. I'm in a 2-year relationship with the most amazing person ever. And yet I still find you in the back of my head. Just smacking the shit out of it. Ow. And I still can't figure out what's wrong. Just give me a call. I'm in a 2-year, actually. I don't know if you know this. But I'm actually in a 2-year relationship with the most amazing person ever. But you're just right there. You're just hanging out. You're like a dick and balls just chilling
just
on my shoulder.
There.
Just hanging out. What's wrong? I can't figure it out. That's the internet today. Tonight, New Year's Eve. New Year's Day now.
Some
it is.
Some sad confessions.
1:36 a.m.
Not everyone's having a good New Year's Eve.
Thursday.
Or New Year's morning.
January 1st, 2009. Should we just do that?
Yeah.
2009.
Let's try it.
I don't think that's going to work well.
No. That for considering how racist people think you
Happy
are.
New Year says, shut the fuck up, be a fucking man. I don't know what that means. So, you ready to do some news here for episode 135?
Yeah.
Please.
Heads.
It is tails, actually.
Oh, hey. It's not coming.
Where'd it go?
It's on the couch behind Kitty. Okay, I see it.
Where is
behind
it?
Behind your back.
That's a little visual magic for all you live listeners.
It wasn't magic. I watched him set it there.
Live listeners. Oh, somebody kicked Happy New Year's out. Aww.
Did you just...
Was he not being nice?
He wasn't having a Happy New Year.
That's so awesome, dude. I just, like, modded everyone that I know that's a fan of the show, and they just handle shit, dude. They're just like, fucking ellipsis, fucking ban kick, boom, later, dude. This one is called, oh, this is ridiculous shit. Okay, this is something that's gonna hit a little close to home for everybody. Nice picture here. See that? It's a baby actually sucking on a titty. This one is called Facebook Fury as Mum's Breastfeeding Images Removed. I'm glad. Okay. I just want to say real quick. Hold on. You know what my New Year's resolution is?
What?
I'm going to try and drink more Rockstar this year.
How can you drink any more than you already do?
I know, right? I'm going to... Hold on.
What's going on?
Huh?
Huh. That's nice. Sit on that.
Voila.
I think that's probably the most impressive magic trick ever. Ever.
Is this your card?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, that's good.
I bet you didn't know that about me.
I didn't know you were a magician, man.
I'm an amateur magician, I would call
definitely
myself.
Definitely would have to say amateur.
Definitely would have to say magician.
For sure. Escape artist.
Card?
That's not a card,
escape
sir.
Escape artist.
Excuse me, sir.
Sir.
That's okay. Not a card.
This one is called... Did you catch that?
Yes.
Facebook is actually under fire, like flames and shit, after removing pictures of breastfeeding mothers from members' pages.
People are pissed.
Am I thinking like something totally different here?
I don't know. What are you thinking?
Like, you had a baby and shit? And you're going on the
like, I'm
going to
upload my pictures of me breastfeeding my baby on my Facebook.
Is that normal?
I guess if it's happening a lot.
Is it weird to
that is kinda
stare?
Weird.
And
I don't know. They put it up there for looking.
Hey, bitte.
Bitte.
Bitte. One word. Two syllables. Bitte. That's bitching. So... Facebook is like, this is borderline child porn, right? Like,
yeah,
you have
kind
this
of?
Baby,
I don't know,
sucking on some tits,
but it's not sexual. I guess you could take it sexually
because of the age.
No, because it's nursing. It's not just like
so
sucking her tits.
I'm sucking on
fun.
Titty. I'm nursing then, right?
No, because you're sucking on it for pleasure. That's
so how do you know?
The baby's sucking on it to get milk.
You could go to the fucking store. There's milk. I bet mom buys milk. Like, that's dumb. I just had a baby. Look at my baby. It's so beautiful. Your baby's fucking stupid.
It's fat.
Please stop having them. Like, look at my baby. Hey, look at my planet. If you want to take it there. I hate taking it there. But
yeah.
Really, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Like, 18 good fucking billion people? Really? I still can't find a girlfriend.
That's because you're in the shitty place.
Is that it?
Maybe.
Is it my location that's totally...
You've exhausted all your options in this location. You must move on.
Am I the first person ever
to exhaust their options?
No, to actually get cock-blocked by their environment?
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is.
Hold on.
Think about that for a minute. Just really think about it.
Man. That sucks,
yeah, that
dude.
Yeah, really does suck.
Thanks, inanimate objects and shit that doesn't matter. I guess it matters now.
It does if it's messing with your life.
A Facebook group entitled, quote, "Hey, comma, Facebook, comma, breastfeeding is not obscene!" exclamation point. or X, I forget. I'm going to start a Facebook group called Hey Women, Quit Having Kids! Exclamation point. Do you think I could get more people to join that shit? So this one has
probably
already...
not.
They've already attracted 85,000 members.
Wow.
So check this shit out. Let's just run some numbers real quick. 85,000 members that are a part of this group. Obviously, the majority of them women that probably have kids. So just like times that by two even. And that's like... 180,000 people. Now let's say times that by two more, that's like 403,006. That's so many, dude. Just here, like just in this little fucking area. And they're like,
and they all agree on that.
We need, it is part of growing up, having relationship, getting married, having kids, having a shitty job, eventually dying. You need, in order for you to be able to continue down your life path, one of the missions, the life quest, if you will, is to actually post a picture of you breastfeeding your retarded fucking child.
It's one of the steps.
On the internet. Right. That's, like, you have to be able to do that.
You can't skip it. You got...
I'm glad I live in a time and place that this is such a thing. Like, there's been many things that I'm very thankful for. I'm very grateful to be a part of.
There's more things I'm ashamed of.
Access to scat porn, etc., etc., ellipsis. This is one of them. I'm glad I can just go to Facebook and be like, titties, and fucking enter, and boom, there's titties. And little kids. Is that weird? If you jerk off to this, is that
that's
going
weird.
To a weird place?
That's a weird place to go.
I'm just...
You do not want to go into that
place. Organizers of the page, which is hosting a lively debate with more than 10,000 comments... I'm just, like, picturing if in real life, like, imagine, if you will, a real live debate with the mentality of internet commenters, keyboard commandos, if you will.
That
but
would be
in
amazing.
Like, in a real...
That would be a TV... That you could make a TV show out of
oh
that.
Oh, my Christ,
seriously.
Dude. And then... Oh, yeah. And then you build, like, a big, giant complex, and you make them all live there against their will. And then you see what happens when people stop being polite. And we'll call it the real world. Project... Death to all babies and breastfeeders. I don't know. Quote, the pictures have been reported as obscene. What's that song? That Marilyn song?
Mob Scene?
Yes, thank you. And have been removed. Hyphen. Their posters warn not to repost or fear being kicked off of Facebook.
Ouch.
Damn!
Got served.
Just seriously, dude, that's like the equivalent of being excommunicated from the Catholic Church.
Yes.
That's fucking...
That's hardcore.
Man, what's left?
I know, what are you gonna do now?
MySpace or suicide? I mean, A or B, man, I would just
that's all you got.
Put one in and spin it and be like, MySpace or death, and see what happens. Quote... I like these quotes. We're wondering, what about a baby breastfeeding is obscene? Question mark. I have the answer. The breast. Judges?
You don't like those?
Yes. No, but they're wondering. They're like, well, what's so obscene about it? It's like, well, that's your titty. I'm just saying, right? I mean, if the baby wasn't there, then would it be obscene? To, you know, common, normal people. Obviously, we who do this show, thejamel.com,
right.
And play games such as Raging Clue, how we do some clues.
We do some clues.
We're kind of used to this, like, you know, par for the course. I mean, that's actually,
whatever.
Like, softcore. That's actually, like,
that's
PG-13
easy.
Shit, you know? It's PG-3. Or, no, that's, like... Damn it. I'm bad with that. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Thoughts.
Is that it?
No.
No.
Not, you would like to think so. So they're wondering, what about it is obscene, especially in comparison to many other pictures posted all over Facebook that really are obscene.
That's true. I bet there's a lot worse on there.
That was the equivalent, equal sign, to being like, well, they were doing it, why can't I? Like, when, if you get pulled over and you're like, well, they were speeding, why didn't you get them? He's like, no, I got you, sucker. That's so awesome.
This is pick of the drama.
I love that they pulled that. They're like, well, what about all those pictures on Facebook? What about the goatsy guy? And the goatsy guy's like, hey, don't bring me into this fucking prolapse asshole all over the floor, dragging and shit, just hanging out.
Yeah. Definitely. Huh?
Bell agrees. we agree. Or hold on. Facebook, which has more than 120 million members, we need to tap into that market, okay? Facebook, we have Facebooks, each of us.
Mm-hmm.
You tap into approximately 500,000 people. I will do the same. We convince each one of those people to give us $1.
Exactly.
It's not much. It's
right.
$1.
It's just $1.
There's the access to said people. We have accounts. We're hooked up.
Uh-huh.
I already have like 300 fucking friends, dude. I'm like a 1/132nd away there. I'm almost there. Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Not, I don't know, like 30 probably.
Oh, come on.
I haven't logged
on. You're slacking.
I haven't logged on to Facebook in ever.
Facebook mobile, son. m.facebook.com.
What would you do if you couldn't sign to your Facebook on your phone?
Oh, my Christ. No, I'd
be ruined.
Probably kill myself.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Quote, we agree that breastfeeding is natural and beautiful, and we're very glad to know that it's so important to some mothers to share this experience with other people on Facebook. Is that so... Oh, my Christ. You know they're those kind of people, like, in the offices and shit, and the wallpaper on their computer is, like, this huge fucking, like, 3.2 megapixel picture of their stupid, retarded, drooling-ass fucking baby, and their deadbeat fucking husband holding him with the 40 and shit, just all deadbeat and trailer trashed out. Just, those are the kind of people that are like, oh, I'm gonna breastfeed my baby and take pictures of it and post them on Facebook. And
cool, thanks for sharing.
Show all my friends.
Yeah, awesome. I'm sure your friends love that.
That just seems really ridiculous to me for some reason. I don't know why.
I agree.
Quote, we take no action on the vast majority of breastfeeding photos because they follow the site's terms of use. Have you ever read a terms of use?
Never.
Me neither. Quote, photos containing a fully exposed breast, parenthesis, as defined by showing the nip or the areola, do actually violate those terms and may be removed. Quote, but if you can actually stretch the baby's mouth to where it's covering...
Fucking
just
open it.
Stick it on there. If you can actually get that little retard's mouth, like, to just clamp down
just
on that
on
fucker,
it.
Just like
Such
it's good.
Cup.
I'll allow it.
Yeah,
I will allow it. You
have
to
covers it all.
You gotta like tuck in.
You gotta get it all in.
Tuck in the areolas and shit. I like to use a shoehorn actually. Oh, hi caller. I didn't even. How long have you been there?
A couple seconds.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Who's this?
No worries. I've been following the show, so no worries.
Right on. Who's this?
It's Guardo from Hotcakes.
Oh, what up, Guardo? Guardo actually has a podcast. The other night, I was just kind of chilling. I forget where I saw it. I think Podcast Alley or some shit like that. And I was like, I'll give it a try. They're in their 30s, episode-wise. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we were in our 30s and shit. And The one thing I remember is the kids in the hall they were talking about, and I love that shit.
That's
I'm gonna email you, and they were pretty entertaining. So what's going on, man? Happy New Year.
Not much. Well, Happy New Year to you guys too. Hey, actually, you might have heard of us also from Stereo Radiation Guys.
Oh, that's maybe
it
was. Yes,
we have a ton of back and forth between them. So
good. Us. Stereo Radiation, the trifecta of just kicking asses and shit. Oh, yeah, dude. the Skeptic's Guide for Learning, because, right, you know, if you don't lose, if you don't use it, you lose it.
You got to be smart.
Little something I just made up. Yeah. You got to be smart. Exactly. So, how did exactly. you? Let's do a little interview real quick. How you have? You have a minute?
Oh yeah, I got lots of time.
Okay, how did you actually get started into podcasting? I'm curious.
Well, it was mostly just you know, I had the. Had the equipment, and you know, Bobby the T's crossed. He's the guy who actually had the site up for making T-shirts, stuff like that. He had that blog going,
right?
And then he wanted the podcast to go along with that, and he knew I was a huge podcast fan, so I kind of had a bit of an idea of what was needed to make a show. So
your guys
doing it now.
Your guys' show actually started out as a T-shirt company.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking cool. See, we actually were like, that looks and sounds fun. Let's try it. And we did. And then we got the T-shirts. You guys actually had shirts, and you made a show around your shirts. That's
No. Shirt production company. We haven't made any shirts for the actual show yet.
Oh, okay. Well, can you make shirts for our show?
You know, we can talk about it, definitely.
Fantastic.
Definitely Bobby would be all about that.
So, tell us about the show a little bit, please.
You know, it's just, you know, variations on the theme. Nothing really new under the sun, just shooting the shit and just riffing on pretty much everything.
Nice. You know, how often?
We're once a week.
Once a week?
Once a week, usually Thursdays, so.
Huh. It's very rare to see a podcast either do it, like, anything in between that. It's either once a week or less, or it's every fucking day, like, five days a week. Like,
that's
crazy. We're, like, right in the middle there with the 3 days a week and shit.
I think it's a good number.
Yeah, it's a good number. Eventually, 5 days a week. Eventually, fuck, I'll do 7 days a week if you motherfuckers can support my life. That would be awesome.
Yeah. No, that's a little too much commitment for this guy. That's I don't have a huge drive to get over to Bobby's place. But,
well,
you know, it's
what kind of job do you have, if you don't mind saying? Like, do you make bank in this day and age?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, well, thejamhole.com/donate. I don't know if I told you about this, but we actually have a plan to move to Amsterdam and open up a coffee shop with a stage that does live shows, that like a comedy club / smoking weed / eating good food type of thing, you know?
Well, did you hear they're cutting down on those?
Yeah,
down on smoke shops?
I can't believe you're bursting my bubble like this. This is my life dream, and you're like, you can't do that. Get fucked. Like, thanks, dude.
No, they're busting down on the on smoke shops.
Yeah,
and I think we
read some stories about that shit, about like the smart shops. They were cutting down with the mushrooms and shit, and then they started going after the weed, and that's kind of sad.
Yeah, well, I don't know what their ultimate goal is, but
yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking like it's worked for their society for so fucking long, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, we should actually not be doing this. It's like, well,
yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
I think it has something to do with them being part of the EU and just getting pressure, you know,
from us. The us of A. Fucking A, Bubba.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for the call. We will talk, email, and stuff like that. All that
Most
cool
definitely.
Stuff adults do. All right, man. Eat. Well, holla back.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Where was I? That's cool. I've never interviewed another podcaster before.
That's sweet.
We're setting fucking records tonight.
That's our first one.
Yeah. I've interviewed an author now and a podcaster.
Hmm.
Fucking A.
Awesome.
All right. So, yeah.
Hey, have you heard from Tim?
No, not yet. But we all need to bug Tim from Distorted View and so he can call in. 406-204-GOT-P. I would enjoy to interview him. Okay, so Facebook, titties, breastfeeding, you know, just the stupid shit people do when they have kids, and they're always like, oh, my kid's the best, and all this, and fuck you and yours, I'm gonna have more kids, so really fuck you and yours, and it's like, cool, I fucking hate you. at the weekend, the Facebook breastfeeding group staged a virtual protest online called the Mother's International Lactation Campaign, which... I'm glad there's such a thing as the Mother's International Lactation Campaign. That sounds like... I would like to play that campaign in Call of Duty 4.
Yes.
Modern Brofare. Hey, what level are you on? Oh, I'm on the Mother's International Lactation Campaign. I have it... Hi, caller!
Hey, what's up, guys?
Who's this?
Hi!
Turn
this
your
is Jeremy,
down.
Alaska Jeremy. Hey, all is that I was just in the chat room. I put one thing in, and someone blocked me from the chat.
Oh, my God.
So now I can't see you guys live chat.
Oh, my God. Hey, whoever's a mod, unblock Jeremy. Okay, it's handled. Thank you.
I can't get in there and watch you guys live.
Okay.
There's some kid in front of me that was, like, talking some shit about y'all, and I was like, it's just little kids again. And
oh, that's
someone,
fine.
Someone, I guess, mistakenly blocked me instead. But, yeah, it's over this time around.
Is this internet drama?
Yes.
Yeah, seriously, right?
That's so awesome.
I can't enjoy my show, though, so that's when it becomes a problem, right?
You know, you can still watch it and not be in the chat room. But try 5 minutes. I'll see what I can do here for you.
All right, sounds good,
I will
guys.
Help you. All right, holla back, son.
All right.
All right. Can you handle that? Or can somebody handle that? Can you let Jeremy back in, please? I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All right. Mothers also held a nurse-in outside Facebook's Palo Alto, California headquarters the same day the news reported. So they're all just hanging out in front of Facebook, like the TRL crowd with
wow.
their signs.
Yeah,
like, we're here, we have our titties out with our babies covering them, let us put our pictures on. If you think about it, it's Facebook's fucking site. Like, really?
Right.
They can be like, check this shit out. If I owned Facebook, I'd be like, oh yeah, bitches? Boom! No more pregnant ladies allowed on Facebook. Boom! What?
What are you gonna do?
What? What? Bring it. How I roll. Just like that. Poof, there goes 94.3% of my users.
Instantly.
And also probably my advertisers.
Yeah.
Goodbye
probably.
To that. Alright, and that is it for that story. So you want to read a story? We'll probably do some head-to-head blotter if there's
we
some
we don't
clues.
Have head-to-head blotter.
Alright, we just have one blotter. What do we have?
What?
I have blotter.
Yeah, I had something different, remember?
Oh, right. Okay, so I'll do my blotter, you'll do your thing. Read a story first. We'll do some clues. Is there any clues?
Yeah.
Holla back
if there's
clues
from last time.
Holla back if there's clues. And you can call in and play along. We can do some clues live fucking 406-204-GOT-P style. Boom. All right, what do you got for us, please, sir?
This one's called Man Sets Self on Fire During Stunt to Impress Date.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Did you even say that again?
Yeah.
Man sets self on fire
right.
during stunt to impress date.
Like, so what's your name? Like, this is our total first date, blind date. He's like, hey, check this out. Whoosh, oh, fucking on fire and shit. And she's like, I'm hot. All right. Let's do it. That's ridiculous.
A Swedish man's attempt to impress his date went horribly awry. Friday.
Hey, hold on. There's some hard fucking drama up in here.
Serious?
The jam hole. What does that say? I jam my cock per. What?
Cock
I jam
up
my
your
cock.
Faggot hole.
You perfect. Oh, up your faggot hole.
Yeah.
Block that faggot. It's a good thing for this fag ass channel. Don't fucking cry, you queer caller. Go fuck your dad, fag.
That's so awesome.
Dude, I love the internet.
I'm so glad we got live video now.
I love you all in the chat room.
I love the haters so much.
I know,
that's
the haters
so
come out when you're doing something right.
Yep.
I can't imagine what that would be.
I don't know.
Huh. You know, it's weird. The haters came out around the same time we started taking live phone calls and doing it all professional kind of style.
Weird.
So, hey, what's the matter, hater? Why don't you call in, 406-204-GOT-P. Give us a call.
You should.
Skype the jam hole. Give us a call.
I
really want to talk
to you. Let's have a heart-to-heart.
Let's, me and you, let's bro it out right now. I want to talk to you.
Bro down.
Just bro it out for me. What? It'll be a call. It's Jeremy.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone be nice.
Okay.
So, set yourself on fire.
Right.
Okay, like, here, let's do this. Like, hey, baby, what's up? What's hot thing like you doing in a sleazy place like this. Mm-hmm. Whoosh, boom, I'm on fire.
I'm flaming.
How wet is your thong right now? I'm on fire still. Like, right now, currently, status, on fire. On fire. I bet your mom wishes she had swallowed you more and more every day.
What?
That is from Cracker Jacks again.
I don't know what that means.
It means if your mom would have swallowed you, you wouldn't actually be here right now.
Okay.
But if you really think about it, your mom couldn't swallow you. She's actually swallowing a composition of protein and DNA.
Yeah.
That potentially, if you were to completely collapse the waveform and that potentiality... Hi, caller. Yes, you're live. You're live on the jam ball. Hi.
Viola Chick 8. I want to say sorry to Wow Man. I accidentally banned him because I was trying to ban one of the douchebags and I clicked on him on accident.
There's a lot of douchebags.
Bad.
Did you fix it?
I'm trying to figure out how to fix it. So if you're listening live... Hold on, I'm trying to figure it out.
I think you just...
You're really bad.
Okay, honey, I think you just mouse over their name and hit unban. I think. I'm not for sure, though. So try that.
I'm ashamed, but I'll figure it out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right,
holla back. Okay, so that's awesome. Noobs. Oh, but his name is the Lame Hole.
Yeah.
That's so fucking clever. That's why That's you're awesome. Here. That's actually why you're here right now on live video being a troll on New Year's Day instead of being out in the bar because you're a fucking douche. I bet, I guarantee that's why. Oh, okay. Read your story. I'll fix this.
Okay. The 33-year-old man also faces allegations of endangering public as he recovers from serious burn injuries in a hospital in Vastervik, the local reported. The unidentified man's girlfriend says he was attempting a stunt when he poured gasoline over his arm and set the fuel on fire. He literally just set himself on fire. It obviously didn't go well. Well, that was awful. He burned his arm and other parts of his body and was in a state of shock. Calmer police, whatever. Don't ask me what point of the trick was supposed to be.
Oh, we have a caller from an...
Oh, hey, caller.
It's from an unknown number. This should be good. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole, please. I can't hear you. Speak louder.
I can't. Excuse me.
Speak louder.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you very much, caller.
All right. Well, that is totally it for that story. That is the shortest story ever.
Really?
Yeah. How you doing in the chat there? You look pretty engaged.
Is whoever is the lame hole 1, 2, and 3, like, are they fans, or should I get rid of them?
I don't know.
I don't care at this point.
Either.
The show's almost
they
over.
They can take care of it
you
if
can
they
all
want.
Get fucked. That's fine. Okay, so is that it for that story?
Yeah, it is. That was the shortest
And he's
story
like,
ever.
That whatever I said to him says the guy hosting the show. It's like, yeah, actually, that's... Oh, another unknown number. Please call her. Yes, you're live. Let's try this again. Unknown caller, please.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good. You're live on the jam hole, please.
Cool.
Cool.
Basically, I wanted to call in.
Yes?
And tell you that your mother should have fucking swallowed you. Sorry,
I agree.
Shit. How fucking dare
how
you
How dare
that
me?
People should stop having babies. Your mother should have locked her fucking legs.
Fucking A.
Weak little cunt.
Fucking A.
In between her fucking legs.
Yeah.
Should have given birth to you.
I agree.
Piece of fucking shit.
Yes.
How goddamn fucking
God,
dare you.
Are you a Christian, ma'am?
Excuse
me.
And get the
Excuse
fuck off the goddamn internet.
Excuse
with
me,
your
ma'am.
Bullshit about
Excuse me.
People should stop having fucking kids because women have the goddamn right to breastfeed because their kids.
They
turn
sure
out
take
smarter.
Advantage of it.
Okay.
Excuse
your
me.
Mother has stopped
Excuse me.
A fucking bottle
we've
in your mouth.
We've established. Yes. Yes.
From a pig
yes.
asshole.
Yes. yes.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Can I talk now?
Can I talk now?
Yes. I fully agree. Can I say my point now? Ma'am, I think she She might have had a heart attack. I think the jam
was
hole,
hilarious.
The jam hole now may have to go on that list of things that have killed more people than marijuana.
Yes.
I'm proud to be a part of that.
I am also.
She was pissed.
Holy shit, that was so amazing.
I know, dude.
I can't believe that just happened.
Did that seriously just
happen? I'm glad that is on the show.
Mr. Brentley says, wow, she was angry.
Yeah.
That's too bad. That is too bad. Yes, because we're morons, because women can't seem to close their fucking legs and quit having fucking babies, because there's already enough people on this planet. Let's wait a while. Okay, check this out. Let's wait a minute. Let some of these old people die off. Okay, you with me? You guys all die. And then we can actually start having more kids. But not until, like, half of the people, you probably included, die. Okay? Okay. Thank you. TheJamHole.com. We're going to get our first death threat. I feel that fucking
you
shit.
You got some on Flathead Beacon.
Oh, we got so many fucking... okay, Manifest says Raging Clue. There's one. Mm-hmm. Bird35 says, can't you get a Keith and the Girl interview? Maybe. I don't know. I've never really tried. Viola says, hey, in an attempt to get assholes invading the... Okay, we handled that. Jeremy says, dude, someone just... Okay,
we handled that.
Hey, I just watched House Bunny. Man, that was some funny shit. Okay. Can you clear those out, please?
Yes.
I will... Should we read one more story and then do some fucking clues?
It's up
fucking
to you.
New Year's? Should we?
It's up to you.
I don't know. Are more people gonna get pissed?
Probably.
Sure
we are at... So. We're at 2 hours and 10 minutes right now.
Okay, Indie Cam Guy says, you guys rock. That's kind of cool. So actually, what that person said, we're actually the opposite.
We're doing good. I like how that is. The lame hole is breaking down. So you going to read another story? Or
yeah,
what,
sorry,
what
I was just cleaning up some trash there. No big deal. Okay. Fuck, which one should we do? Okay, let's leave it up to the chat, of course, what we like to do sometimes when I can't make a fucking decision, because my mom should have actually clamped her vagina shut and or swallowed me. Well, the DNA protein version of me, if you will. Police, PA man shot for making noise during movie. This was one we didn't read. Sir Brentley actually has some feedback, he said. So that one, or pilots in warning on blinding effects of lasers. People are apparently blinding people flying airplanes with lasers. Or, for Kurdish girls, a painful ancient ritual. I honestly would rather go with the Kurdish girls while we're, you know, pissing off women tonight. I'm just saying. How shitty would that be if that was actually Nicole's mom? Like, Nicole's listening to the show and her mom walks in. I'm like, quit having fucking kids, you whores. And she's like, excuse me? I would actually feel bad.
Man, there's a lot of people getting banned right now.
Yeah, that will happen.
There was like 39 people in there, and they're all bad.
They're probably all this one douche, whatever.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, that's fine. I can't be bothered with that. So, they say pilots, what do you think? What's on the feedback, please?
Sir Brentley says, her anger will defeat her in the end. Don't let her anger and her problems become yours. I hope...
Actually, I can guarantee she had a fucking heart attack.
Oh, I'm
sure. Someone should really actually call 911, because I think that lady's on the ground, like, 3 inches away from her fucking medical alert bracelet that she took off because she just got out of the shower or something.
I hope she can learn some peace in her life and nobody is forcing her to listen to this show if she doesn't like it.
That
she is going to be offended by something on the internet, she will never have time for anything else in life. She will be offended by everything.
It's like, this is the internet. Hey, miss, can I introduce you to my good friend, the internet? Mm-hmm. Like, that. This is what offends you on the internet? I thought we were actually kind of modest. I think
yeah, I can,
shoving...
I know some more offensive things.
Shoving a glass up your asshole and then crushing it, and then actually pulling the pieces, the shards of glass out of your asshole and your sphincter muscle, dripping blood. That! Now, that kind of offended me a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, that's a
but I didn't thing. Call him and was like, hey,
your
you
asshole
faggot,
is disgusting.
Your mom, your asshole, yeah, like, I mean, it is the internet, yeah. And you suck. Okay. So, Kurds and pilots. I'm honestly going to have to go with Kurds. Just kidding, I'll go with pilots. Ah, this one is called Pilots in Warning on Blinding Effects of Lasers. Irish. Look at the Irish. The Irish pilots, mate. That's not Irish. Irish pilots have warned that, quote, sooner or later somebody will be killed. I'll tell you that much. Sooner or later. Hopefully sooner. A little more sooner than later, but definitely sooner. If there's not an island-wide concerted crackdown on the increasing use of laser pointers to dazzle or blind pilots. Can I get an amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Someone is gonna get killed sooner or later, probably sooner, if this does not stop. The Irish Aviation Authority, that's all they do in Ireland, isn't it? They just drink beer and shine laser pointers at airplanes?
Yeah, what else would there be to do there?
And take showers in waterfalls? I don't know. That's what I've seen.
That's what I'd do if I was there.
My extensive knowledge of fucking Ireland.
The Irish culture.
The Irish way of life. Oh, fuck. I'm tired.
Me too. I'm about done.
My voice
with
is fucking shot. This is gonna be like a 3-hour fucking show. I'll breeze through this real quick. The Irish Aviation Authority confirmed that since September there were close to a dozen attempts to dazzle or blind pilots flying in and out of Dublin Airport. So just people, like we said, just bored, flashing shit in their eyes. That's fun to do. We all have a good
laugh.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Ha ha ha. No one would actually die from that.
No.
And then someone actually
of
did.
Course.
Right. The most.
So is that something that's killed more people than weed? Too?
Possibly. The most serious incident in Ireland happened at George Best, Belfast City Airport, in August, when the captain of Boeing 737 was hit in the eye with semen. No, with a laser as he made his approach to land. That would suck, man. You're like just flying. You're kind of buzzed, drunk. You just got done getting a fucking Hummer from the stewardess.
Right.
All of a sudden, just fucking boom!
Oh, God!
I'm blind! That would be horrid. Oh, man. On Halloween night this year, several planes were targeted by a green laser at the same airport. Those things actually pop balloons and shit.
Really?
I mean, you gotta be kind of close. Well, I don't know. I've seen the videos, and they're, like, popping balloons and
shit.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. Captain Michael McLaughlin of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, or LALPA, if you will. Or no, that's an I. IAL. They both go like this, so I don't know. Said the use of high-powered laser pointers or beams was becoming an, quote, enormous problem in Ireland. This is certainly a very, very serious threat to safety, he said. The level of stupidity that you are dealing with is almost unfathomable. What else could you say that for? Huh. The level of stupidity that you are dealing with is almost, very close, almost unfathomable. Unfucking fathomable, bro.
Is that how you felt about your ex-girlfriend's
kids? No, I was going to say live video chat rooms, but that is a good one also. We treat this very seriously. We're going to do a bunch of shit to try and make it stop. Blah, blah, blah. If you shine it into the cockpit, you will probably blind both pilot and co-pilot, he warned. Sooner or later, somebody will be killed if this goes on. And that is absolutely it for that story.
I'm so tired.
Do you even want to do blotter? Should we just call it good?
Can we call it good?
Can we? Should we? How long?
2 hours, 18 minutes. We should probably
call it good. I kind of want to go say hi to Nicole. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, haters. I would like to
I love the haters.
To everyone, I love you. Sir Brentley says, no, keep the show going. No, no, Clues again. Yeah, we have to do Clues.
Do we?
April Fools! It's not over yet, but I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to go outside and have smoke. You guys, take a break for a sec. I'm sorry. I know you look tired. Yeah, and then we'll be right back. With Clues. We're going to do some fucking Clues. Just for you, Sir Brantley. TheJamHole.com/donate. Just saying. And we're back. Sorry about that. Okay. Is that still going?
Good? Yep. Yep.
We're good?
Yep.
Hard drive space, good?
Yep.
Okay. Holla. Ironlug says, yes, it's 420 here. Weird. That's awesome that these people are still with us. It is late. I am fucking tired. It's only 2:21 a.m. here. Happy New Year, everybody. Go fuck
Happy
yourself.
New Year.
Go fuck yourself, Internet. Yeah. Haters, especially. Please stop. Sorry. It's like chewing gum. Like, just right. Just... All right. I'm going to do some blotter real quick. Then we're going to do some Clues and we're going to get the fuck out.
All right.
All right. Self-proclaimed outlaws and wrong car, 1:19 a.m., a 45-year-old woman who has a heart condition, of course, was reportedly drinking.
And calling the Jam Hole.
Telling the Jam Hole's host to shove it up his fucking ass and that his mother's twat should have been sewn shut. I'm paraphrasing, yeah, of course. I can't believe that got recorded. That's so amazing. That's brilliant. That's going to be our new intro for, like, the next 2 weeks straight.
Just every time.
I will make sure of it. It's not certain, comma, but initial reports indicate she might also be blank. What were we just fucking talking about? What might she also be?
Pregnant.
Fucking pregnant. That's what I'm talking about. You're 45. Have another. Please. Man.
45? That's so old to be having a kid.
I've been raised... Sir Brentley says, damn, drunk and pregnant. I know, right? On top of the fact that you probably just got done raising two kids.
And you're 45.
And you finally got them out the house and almost barely on their own supporting themselves, living paycheck to paycheck, being McDonald's managers or whatever. That's cool. I'm happy for them and you. Now you're kind of an alcoholic and you might be pregnant. So now you're 45, you're going to raise a FAST baby, fetal alcohol syndrome.
Awesome.
Baby, 45
years old.
Those
are the best kinds to have.
She's going to turn 50 and blow her fucking brains out, I guarantee it.
I'm sure.
2:50 a.m., two men ran up to a person's home, knocked on the door, and told a resident that they were, quote, ditching the cops. Hey, we're just ditching the cops. Hide us. Like, you'll never catch us, copper. Who does that? You just roll up into some dude's house. You're like, hey, can I just chill here? Yeah. Just for a minute.
I'll be out of here in a minute.
Why? What's wrong? Oh, I'm just ditching the cops. No big deal.
Don't worry about it.
It's business as usual.
Don't worry about it.
They sped away from the Evergreen resident. Evergreen, hey, of course.
Yeah.
From the Evergreen trailer park.
Shady Lane,
trailer park, in a red truck. 9:13 a.m., a woman fell on the ice in a parking lot.
Ouch.
That's one thing about all this ice and this snow and shit that I'm actually loving, is watching all these fucking old people that should just stay the fuck home, even in the summertime. You should not be driving. You probably shouldn't be walking around. When they try... walkers... And ice, like, does not compute. It's so... Oh, it's as if God actually does exist, and he's like, hey, Matt, this one's for you, bro. I got you. Hey, holla back. Holla back. Thank you. Our God is an awesome God.
Don't fucking start that again.
Oh, fuck. 9:38 p.m. North Fork Road was impassable at Hell Roaring Creek. A lot of fucking snow. Or old people. Either or.
Both.
12:02 p.m. An elderly man who went to the airport to pick up his son's car was pulled over after he accidentally stole a vehicle matching the same description as his son's car. An elderly man. Hey,
wow.
Hey, great grandpa, can you pick my car up at the airport? It's a blue Chevy Malibu. What? This crap, my... Hold on. Ethel? Yeah, I just crapped my pants. What? Who is this? I don't have a great-grandson. Like, you have nobody else.
Yeah, this is your only option.
This is, like, last-ditch effort.
Yeah, I tried everyone already.
I need my car.
Great-grandpa, will you help me?
Oops!
I accidentally stole the identical car.
Where did I park my car? I don't know. I'll just take this. Really? You should be driving. You absolutely should still have your license, and you should be driving absolutely without a shadow of a doubt. You should be driving. In the snow, especially. Because they may be old. Mm-hmm. Age ain't nothing but a number. Aaliyah said that. She's dead now. No big deal. Their senses...
It's nothing but a number until you get old.
Their senses are like ninja. Like a cat ninja, if you can actually fathom that. It's a little unfathomable.
Know. A cat ninja? Like a ninja cat?
Old people's reflexes are so fucking just on, dude.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
I threw a fucking snowball at this old guy. Actually,
fucking Matrix.
It was a yellow one because I peed in it and I packed it down. It was like ice.
How did
like,
you do that if it would be all melted?
It was pissy ice. Well, just enough to pack it and make it yellow and pissy.
Huh.
And I fucking hucked it at him. He was like, whoosh, and he fucking caught it.
Wow.
But
did he throw it back?
No, it was a snowball full of piss and it just kind of exploded in his face.
Oh.
But he fucking caught it.
Still, that's impressive.
Right.
He still got covered in piss.
Right, but he accidentally stole this car because it looked kind of like his great-grandson's.
Right. There's two of them at the airport.
Apparently, the man saw the running vehicle, got in, and drove away. He was pulled over shortly thereafter, trying to figure out how to get out of the fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. A few more here. 10:08 p.m., a man didn't seem to mind that his stereo was stolen from his car while he was at church. Thanks, God. Way to have my back, bro.
Way to have my back while I'm at church.
I'm at church giving you my first 10%.
And you let someone steal my stereo.
Not my fucking last. Not my in the middle. Not my fucking change jar. My fucking first. My hundos. My frenjamins. Not my fucking 20s and 5s. My fucking frenjamins, God. And my stereo. I just bought that. I just got that for Christmas.
On your son's birthday.
You're such a dick. Last one tonight. 10:23 p.m. A woman said a man was parked in her front yard. Actually, he was looking for the country... No, I'm just kidding. Actually, he was extremely intoxicated. Of course he was. And had failed to negotiate the icy driveway. Oops. I forgot that actually in the wintertime when it snows, you actually have to start slowing down before you actually have to stop.
Right.
Just helpful hints from the Jamhole, from me to you, from my heart to your ears, to your brain, head, shoulders, my knees, my toes. You ready to do some clues?
Yeah.
I'm delirious. Let's do some clues so we can get the fuck out. Thank you, everyone. You made the show go on long, and now Nicole's probably sleeping, and now I'm not going to get to see her. Thank you. Or she's pissed about the child comment.
Yeah.
Either or. All right, thejamhole.com/forums, Raging Clue, is something we do when we have clues to deuce. Basically, you post a picture. No, you post a link to the picture. Excuse my face. Post a link to the picture. Give us a clue from the clue. We have to figure out what the fuck the picture is. First clue, please. We're not going to do all those. I'll tell you right now. We're going to do three clues. Pick the three best ones you think. Hold on. Juan 8787. He says, epic show.
Epic.
Thank you, Juan.
It's long.
Thank you. We appreciate that from my heart to yours.
Me too. You ready?
Do it.
First clue. You can see my beautiful smile.
Oh, it's going to be a vertical smile. It's going to be a butthole, but it's all prolapse. That's my guess.
Or it's going to be someone smiling, but their face is all just
right.
In.
Shotgun syndrome.
Yeah.
When you
boom, punched in the face.
That's it.
It's got to be.
What do you think? Survey fucking says. Yes, you are. fucking absolutely
correct.
That's
totally
correct.
Shunga. That is so
That is disgusting.
God.
Hey.
I'm not in the mood for Raging Clue right now.
Hey, bro, how's your day been? Well,
it was good until now.
It was pretty good up until I got fucking sprayed in the face with buckshot.
Yeah.
That was fucking horrid. All right, next clue, please.
I think he has crabs.
Oh, it's going to be a weird, nasty, deformed cock. That's my guess.
Yes, it's
yes?
Gotta be.
All right, please. Survey fucking says... It's a crab.
It's
a crab.
Fucking a crab.
It's a crab on a dude's dick.
Yeah.
How?
Huh.
Huh. So, hey, lady that got totally offended that I asked you all to stop having kids for a while. What do you feel? How do you feel about fucking crabs? Just curious. I know curiosity did, in fact, kill the cat. I'm just curious, though. Curious George. All right, last clue for tonight, this epic fucking episode.
Go fuck yourself.
Daily, my friend. Daily.
Is it someone trying to fuck himself?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to have to say that for getting the show over with sake. Survey fucking says it is a dude with his penis actually tucked into his asshole. You could call him
God.
Chris. That's my friend Chris Tucker. Actually.
They call him Chris Tucker.
He can actually fuck himself.
God, that's awful.
I love ending...
That was our good friend, Frank Cino.
Fucking A, Frankie. Frankie C. Note in the house. I love ending the show on that Frankie C. Note, if you will.
It's a good note to end on.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Rochelle, for hanging out with us and looking all hot and sexy. Thank you, everyone in the chat, for hanging out with us and regulating on all of the haters. We appreciate your help.
You keep them in line.
Thank you, Braden.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Internet. Thank you, everyone that's donated. Viola Chick. Bunny. Paulo.
Everyone.
26. Let's make some fucking changes this year.
It's the year of change.
It's the new year. We got black president. We're going to change some shit. We're going to make shit better. We're going to stop having so many fucking children. Matt's going to maybe get a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Still thinking.
We'll see what happens in the next 5 days.
We'll see what happens in the next 5 days. Holy Christ. I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, that. You gotta stick to that now.
Alright, well, you guys can always call us 406-204-GOT-P. Leave us a message. We'll play it on the next show. Jamhole.com/donate. If we made you laugh at least once, toss us $5. It's a new year. Give us some cash. Tell a friend. Most importantly, tell people. We need more listeners. I need more. I need
more.
So many more.
I know.
I need an infinite
it's
amount.
It's like a drug. I just need more.
I need listeners. I need listeners, and I need them
bad. I'm addicted to them.
I need you all to meet us back here on Friday for the Friday Night Show, episode 136. Are you going to be here Friday? Do you work?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you work, or yes, you'll be here? Yes, you work. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get Ben. Maybe I'll do it by myself. Maybe I'll do it with Nicole. Who knows?
Hmm.
Only
see what
time
happened.
Will tell. Goodbye, everybody. Happy New Year.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.